the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA plans to invest $8 million to support and expand monitoring of carbon in soil on working agricultural lands, as well as track how climate smart practices are affecting carbon sequestration. This is part of the USDA's effort to build out a national soil carbon monitoring network, which was kicked off on Conservation Reserve program acres in 2021. Proposals for regional projects focus on soil organic carbon stock monitoring are due November 28th. Smithfield Foods agreed to pay $75 million to settle a price-fixing lawsuit. Smithfield spokesman Jim Monroe says the company denied liability in settling and that the accord reduces the distraction, risk, and cost of protracted litigation. Smithfield previously reached settlements worth $83 million with direct purchasers and $42 million with commercial purchasers. Other defendants include Hormel Foods, Tyson Foods, and data provider AgriStats Incorporated. Smithfield is based in Virginia and owned by WH Group out of Hong Kong. CoBank's Ken Zuckerberg says the outlook for biofuels is good as the U.S. and other developed countries embrace renewable liquid transportation fuels as a solution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. CoBank says U.S. soybean acreage would need to grow by 17.9 million acres to fill the supply gap.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.